Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Vav and Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, we list the various grains that may be used for the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. And now in Parak Beis Mishnah Vav, we're going to list the different types of vegetables that may be used for the mitzvah of eating the bitter herb of eating maror on the night of Pesach. Says the Mishnah, these are the vegetables with which a person can fulfill his obligation to eat maror on Pesach. Bachazeres, with lettuce, as typically used. As the Gemara explains, that although lettuce, generally speaking, does not have a bitter taste, it is considered maror, it's considered bitter, because when it is left in the ground for too long, the leaves become tough and bitter, hence it can be used as maror on Pesach. Uve ulshin, and you can use endives, another vegetable. Uve tamcha. Tamcha is like this type of horseradish that may be used. Some people use horseradish for their maror on Pesach. Uvachar chavina, which is a certain type of a thorny plant that some people would use. Uva maror, and maror, as the Bartanura explains, that obviously it's the general term that's used for a bitter herb, which you could use on Pesach. But the word maror specifically refers to a vegetable, to a coriander vegetable that is very bitter. So these are the five different types of vegetables that may be used as part of your obligation of maror on the night of Pesach. It continues in the Mishnah, Yotzin behen ben lachin ben yeveshin. You can fulfill your obligation with them whether they are moist or whether they are dry. Aval, but lo kavushin velo shlukin velo mivushalin. But you have to make sure that the vegetables are not pickled in vinegar, they're not stewed, meaning they can't be cooked so long that they are reduced to some sort of a mush, or they can't even be cooked normally, because, as the Gemara explains, whether you're pickling them, stewing them, or even cooking them, it's going to make them less bitter, it's going to take away their bitter taste, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be used as maror if you do any of these things to the vegetables. Continuing in the Mishnah, umitztarfin la kazayis, and they combine to make up the size of a kazayis, meaning if you take a little bit of this vegetable, a little bit of that vegetable, at the end of the day, if it equals a kazayis, which is the minimum amount that you must have of maror on the Seder night, that is sufficient. It doesn't have to be kazayis of one vegetable. You can combine different types of vegetables to make up that kazayis. The yotzin bakelach shalahen, you can fulfill the obligation with their stalks. Doesn't have to be the actual vegetables, but it can be the stalks. So this is referring to the Mishnah's previous ruling that the listed vegetables are fit even when dry. Here the Mishnah teaches that this ruling applies only to their stalks. The leaves, however, must be moist, as the Bartanura explains. The reason for the difference is that since stalks are thick, they retain their bitter taste even when dried out, whereas dry leaves have no taste. Continuing in the Mishnah, Uvid Demai, you can use vegetables of demise, we learned previously, even though it was, you know, we're unsure if the miser was separated by the Ameharetz, by the unlearned people, but we still say that you're allowed to have it. Certainly poor people can have it, and therefore it could be used here as well. Uve Meiser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso, or with Meiser Rishon, which was given to the Levi, where they took the Truma Gedola, they separated the part for the Kohen, so that's allowed to be eaten as well. Uve Meiser Sheni V'Hekdesh Shenifta, or Meiser Sheni or Hekdesh, that were redeemed as they should be. Again, just like learned by Matzah, Maror can only be used with vegetables that are permitted to be eaten, that are halachically allowed. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin, as the Mishnah is going to give us some activities that are usher on Pesach because they might lead to the creation of chametz on Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Ein shorin es hamursam l'tarnigolim, you can't soak bran in warm water or cold water on Pesach for chickens to eat because it might become chametz. Again, when you have the bran coming into contact with the water, it might be machmetz the bran, it might make the bran become chametz. Avalcholten, but you may burn the bran under very hot water because the hot water is going to prevent it from becoming chametz. Ha'ishalo tishre es hamursam shetolich biyada l'merchatz, a woman may not soak bran in water to take with her to the bathhouse. And a lot of times they would want to rub the bran on her skin in order to clean herself, sort of like a thing of soap, whatever the case may be. But you can't do that as well, because it might become chametz when you soak the bran. Aval shafahi bivsara yavesh. But she may rub dry bran on her skin, even if she's really sweaty. We're not going to be concerned that her perspiration, that her sweat, is going to make the bran into chametz. Finishing off the Mishnah, lo yilos odom chitin v'yaneach al makasu v'pesach. A person may not chew wheat kernels and place them on his wound to heal it on Pesach. Once again, mipnei shehein machamitzos, because they might become chametz from his saliva, which you can't do. Again, you can't make anything become chametz on Pesach. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav taught us the different types of vegetables that may be used for maror on Pesach. We said you can fulfill your obligation with them whether they are moist, whether they are dry, but you cannot fulfill your obligation with them if they are pickled with in vinegar, if they're stewed, or even if they're cooked at all, because that process is going to remove the bitter taste of those vegetables. And then the Mishnah said that you can combine, you can do a little bit of this vegetable, a little bit of that vegetable, as long as ultimately it reaches a kezias, that is sufficient, that works for the mitzvah of eating maror on the night of the Seder. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that you can fill the obligation of maror with the stalks of the vegetables, with vegetables of demai, with maaser rishon, where the truma gedola was separated for the kohen, and with maaser sheni or hekdesh that was redeemed like they were supposed to be and then brought to Yerushalayim. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, gives a whole slew of activities that you're not allowed to do on Pesach, or perhaps you are allowed to do them on Pesach. Number one, you can't soak bran in warm or cold water for chickens to eat, because it might become chametz if you do that, but you are allowed to put it under burning hot water, because that's going to prevent it from becoming chametz. Then the Mishnah taught us that a woman may not soak bran in water to take with her to the bathhouse and rub it on her again, because then it might become chametz, but she can rub dry bran on her skin, because in that situation, we're not concerned that it's going to become chametz when it simply comes into contact with her perspiration, with her sweat. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that a person may not chew wheat kernels and place them on his wound to heal it on Pesach, because there too, when you chew it, the saliva is going to get into the kernel and make it into chametz. Have a great day.